eating unhealthy and eating processed foods and fast food is a punishment, not a reward.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
I mean, like, people often are like, oh, let's go celebrate going to McDonald's or something, and mm-hmm. thinking that that's a reward for them. But actually, it's harming your body. Good morning.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Good whatever.
And welcome to another episode of
Unbreakable. On today's episode, we're going to talk about five food habits that changed our life, and we are pretty sure
that it would change your life as well.
So, we talked on a recent episode about five hacks for your mental health. So we thought it might be a good idea to talk about food, because food
Not only affects your physical health, but also your mental health.
A trillion percent. And that's why we talk about this topic today. Let's dive right into the first one. We have to be honest. We don't always manage it to have early dinner.
Yeah, early dinner is such an important one. We're trying our best, though, aren't
we? Yeah, I think, like, we're getting there.
Yeah.
It's like 60, 70% of the time we managed to have dinner around 6 p.m., 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, it was 5 p.m. and then again 7 p.m., which is better. But yeah, some people will be confused right now and...
Yeah, also what's important is everyone goes to sleep at a different time. So what is early? Like, what would you say is early? If, because it's different for us, as we literally go to sleep at like 8.
Oh, okay.
We're kidding, but not actually. No,
sometimes I wake up at 5. So yeah, most of the time we go to bed around like 9, 8:30.
Yeah, so early for us is literally 5.
Yeah, so
but
like,
if someone goes to sleep at 1, that is way too early,
yeah,
you know?
But, I wouldn't recommend to go to bed that late. But anyway, yeah. I know what you mean. The thing is, like, the reason why we avoid eating before we go to bed is simply because we want to sleep as good as possible. And when you eat before you go to bed, your body is digesting while you're sleeping.
Yeah, so first the body needs to focus on digesting the food, and then it can focus on the sleep. So you get like 2 or 3 hours less of quality sleep than you would.
It's a game changer. I'm always a big fan of science, 100%, but then I'm also a big fan of trying it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And since I do it, I just know the difference.
Yeah.
I know, like, if I eat right before I go to bed, like a heavy big meal, I don't know, it's Christmas or New Year's Eve, and I go to bed, and the next morning I wake up and like, did I even sleep?
Yeah, you feel like hungover, even though you didn't
exactly.
drink.
It's like some scientists compare it to drinking alcohol before you go to bed.
Yeah.
It is really a game changer. And there is another thing that I just discovered. We tend to go to bed earlier if we have an early dinner.
That's true. Like my natural melatonin levels in the body naturally sync with I don't know, how it gets dark if I eat earlier. Whereas if I eat later, I'm like more pumped up and we go to sleep like 2 hours later.
Yeah, a trillion percent. It's also like, how can people get there? You know, like most of the people eat around 8, 9.
Yeah.
Especially like in when I went on vacation in Spain.
Oh.
My God, it's such a thing to eat.
9 is early. They eat like 11, you know? Yeah, when I was there also. Well, I think how to get there, I think planning, honestly. You need to just plan your meals better. You need to start eating a bit earlier than, or just...
Set an alarm.
Yeah, just
we have a date. We say like 6:30, then it might be 7. But
yeah.
we have a goal. Like in the morning we say, let's have dinner today around 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
That's our time. So scheduling.
Yeah, yeah. Just having like a plan in your head of how it's going to work out. And yeah, just making sure that you eat enough for dinner so that later you're not hungry and you don't feel the need to, like, at 9 p.m. have another meal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Eating enough. So that was the biggest thing, I think. Mm-hmm. It's such a simple habit that you can adopt, but it has such a big impact on your health. And if there is only one thing that you will adopt after listening or watching mm-hmm. this episode, I hope it's the early dinner.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say, sorry, I was one more thing. I just want to say that, of course, we're talking about generally that this is the best thing. But however, if you work and you have to commute, for example, and you commute for a long time and you don't have the space to really eat early and you get home around 9 and this is the first time you can have like a balanced meal, then, you know, of course, it's better to have that balanced meal rather than snacking on bad things on the train or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
It's really important.
Or just, like I do, just make a packed lunch or packed dinner. When I used to go to school, I would be at school from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and I would just pack lunch.
From 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.?
Yeah.
What kind of school is that?
Yeah, Prague, because I wanted to... Yeah, I just wanted to compact everything into 2 days because mm-hmm. the rest of the week I was working. So I just had really long days. So I packed literally like 3 or 4 boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And that made sure that I ate around 5:30 during class. You know, so you can do that. But I just wanted to put that out there that we're talking about the general population. But of course, there are some exceptions.
There's always an exception, yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay, beautiful. I just wanted to say that.
All right. Number 2. I call it food reviews. It's what I mean by that is listening to your body. I think when I say listening to your body, it sounds so romantic.
Like spiritual, like peace.
So my German mind created the word food review. What I mean by that...
Very structural, very German.
Well, obviously, I'm not sitting there after a meal and like... this meal today was
5 out of 5 stars.
It should have been more. No, what I mean by that is listening to your body after you had a certain dish, a certain mm-hmm. meal. And I know we recently had a nice conversation about this topic, and you might want to share your story of reviewing.
This is a really big one because I never really, like, in the past, I never really, like you said, listened to my body. I just sort of stuffed myself, and I never, and maybe I felt not good after, but I didn't really ever stop and think about it. Mm-hmm. I was in discomfort and my stomach would hurt, but I just kind of thought that was normal. Mm-hmm. I never really thought about it. And then I met Axel and my stomach was hurting just so often, and then it got to a point where almost daily I was like, oh, my stomach hurts. Like, I have cramps in my stomach. And I was bloated a lot. And he was like, maybe it's something you're eating. Like, what could it be? And then we figured patterns. So every time I ate something with gluten, I would get really bad stomach cramps. And I kept doing it because my mind was just like, I just kept trying, and I kept eating stuff with gluten. And every time after, I would have a stomach pain. And it was even with oats. For some reason, I've been eating oats for my whole life, and oats are my favorite food. And we realized with the help of Axel that actually oats were not making me feel good,
mm-hmm.
which at first was super heartbreaking. But it was a reality check that, you know, I can't just eat for the pleasure of it. You know, it actually has to make me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying that right?
Like, yeah, actually, it's 20%. By the way, you are not alone. 75% of the world's population is lactose intolerant. And how many... That's not like my subjective opinion. These are numbers.
But we're not talking about lactose.
Yeah, but for example...
Oh, yeah.
75% are lactose intolerant. Still consume like lactose.
Oh, yeah.
And you just think it's normal to feel tired after eating. I thought it for 20 years.
That's what I thought as well.
I thought it's just normal to feel kind of like tired. You need like a nap during the day. But that's... not the reality. You can feel amazing after eating food.
Yeah.
Like, you obviously your food, your body's digesting and it takes energy, but you shouldn't feel sick. You shouldn't have cramps. You shouldn't feel bloated. You shouldn't feel tired, like really tired, or have pain.
And also those are two completely different things, whether you are, you know, you're full after a meal and your belly is kind of, I know that girls struggle with this because maybe sometimes girls like finally eat like a balanced good meal and then, you know, their belly is digesting. So it's a little bigger and then they're like, oh my God, I'm so bloated. Mm-hmm. I know I did that in the past, but that's a different thing than being bloated. You know, bloating feels different. Bloating feels like, ooh, this actually really hurts. Yeah.
And you have to fight.
Lovely.
No one wants to say that, but that's the truth. So what I recommend for everyone who's listening right now, mm-hmm. just to try it out for a while, especially if you have pain sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Just be mindful. Just eat mindfully.
Ask yourself, how do you feel? How do I feel after eating this certain dish?
Yeah. Or drinking something.
So, yeah.
Soda, alcohol, anything.
Yeah. And if you don't feel well, maybe change it and see mm-hmm. what the difference is.
Yeah.
For me, like when I ate dairy products for like 15, 16 years, I react so badly to dairy.
Yeah,
and
me
I just
too.
Didn't know it. Like I had acne. Mm-hmm. I felt so tired. I needed a nap every single day. Like I couldn't live without this nap. And then, not doctors told me, but like I read blog posts and like, you know, back then the internet just started. And I tried it out and I'm like, wow, that's such a big difference. Like the quality of my life is just so higher right now mm-hmm. without this certain food. And it might be oats for you.
I had the same thing with lactose, actually. My skin would break out so bad mm-hmm. and I never knew why. And I thought it was because of all different things. So I cut out sugar, I cut out different things, but never lactose. And it was just still so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I agree with you. And I never knew about it. So
yeah. The third thing the third habit that might help you, consuming less processed foods and more whole foods.
And this is a really big one, especially for people who are maybe transitioning to a vegan lifestyle now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, vegan or not, it just makes actually a lot of sense to eat more whole foods.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously super, super healthy, nutritious, and it's so easy
mm-hmm.
to include more whole foods into your diet,
mm-hmm.
vegan or not. More veggies,
that's true,
more fruits, right? More whole grains.
Yeah.
And it could be as simple as instead of eating, how do you call it? White pasta, normal pasta,
yeah.
Whole grain pasta.
Yeah. Still, instead you get the same taste. It tastes the same, no? I don't eat pasta, so I don't know.
Yeah. There is a difference, but with the right sauce.
Okay.
So I prefer the taste of whole grain pasta. But yeah, there is a difference. And, like, you know, like, obviously, taste is important, but it should be also important how a certain food makes you feel.
Yeah.
Is it nutritious? Is mm-hmm. it good for me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to harm my body. Like, I don't want to mm-hmm. be inflamed. I don't want to feel bad. So I eat foods that make me feel good. That makes it automatically, that makes pasta so, whole grain pasta so delicious, or brown rice. Because your mind actually knows then, oh, okay,
mm-hmm.
this is better for me.
Yeah, that's true. And the only reason I said that this is a big one for people transitioning to a vegan lifestyle is because I did that at the beginning. I thought that just being vegan is so healthy. And I remember at the beginning, I ate so many Oreos.
Oh, yeah.
I ate just crazy amounts of Oreos every day. It was like, looking back, I'm like, what was I doing? Like, I would buy whole packs of Oreos and I was like, I'm vegan. I'm so healthy. And I would just like eat so much vegan meat, like the meats and the vegan cheeses and stuff. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, I feel like my acne got bad again and I wasn't even eating lactose and I just felt really not good.
Yeah, I think veganism has this image of if you eat vegan, you're healthy.
Yeah.
But you can also just eat white toast,
mm-hmm. Yeah, French fries.
And French fries the whole day. It's vegan, but you're not healthy. Eating vegan doesn't mean you are automatically healthy. It's
that,
a fact.
That is like the misconception that people have.
Yeah. So yeah, more whole foods in this case. And also, we didn't talk about fast food in general, but obviously fast food is highly processed. So it's also like processed food.
Mm-hmm.
And I just know from working with so many people that there are people who are struggling with saying no to fast food. They're like, yeah. You know,
it's... Well, it's addicting. It's I think it's completely addicting because fast food is so processed and it really hits your dopamine levels. So you feel... but not in a good way. So you feel so much pleasure at once. Mm-hmm. And you feel so much pleasure. And then it's like a crash after. And then you need it again. Mm-hmm. It's like any other drug. It hits your dopamine levels just like any other drug would.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I researched about it because I used to love McDonald's. You know, but it was getting to a point where it was like not healthy at all. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is this doing to my brain? And I did some more research and it's so heavily processed and they put so much chemicals and bad stuff into it that it actually affects your brain and it works just like a drug would. And then eventually your body needs more of it because, you know, exactly like a drug would.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, actually... Eating unhealthy and eating processed foods and fast food is a punishment, not a reward.
Mm-hmm.
In
what do you mean by that?
I mean, like, people often are like, oh, let's go celebrate going to McDonald's or something and thinking that that's a reward for them. But actually, it's
harming
your body.
And it doesn't mean, by the way, that we are always eating 100% healthy and clean. I had a pizza yesterday. And I loved it.
Healthy one, though.
Yeah, but still, it could be... I'm not a big fan of, like, always restrict... restricting. I wouldn't even... We shouldn't use the word restrictive.
It doesn't feel restrictive
at all. Yeah, it doesn't feel restrictive at all. Because I usually... I just feel so much better if I eat healthy, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't want to feel so bad. And honestly, like, right now, if I eat a donut or something, I feel it.
Yeah, like, the first... 10 seconds when you're eating it, it's like, oh my god, this is incredible. But then the aftermath is just not nice.
I think, like, I didn't know the difference for so long. I just never asked myself, how does this certain food make me feel?
Mm-hmm.
I never asked myself.
Yeah, I didn't know that it's food just, can make you feel good. Or,
yeah,
you know?
And your brain is just reminding the, remembering the moment of like, ah, the first bite is so yummy. Do you remember that? That made us so happy. That's what you literally start smiling, right? And that's why it becomes so addictive.
Yeah, it's the dopamine. It's all brain work. It affects the brain.
So yeah, just I honestly just try to remember how I felt the last time after eating this certain food.
Yeah.
And often I say no. Not because I'm afraid of the calories or something.
No, this is not about calories.
Yeah, I'm just like, I want to feel good most of the time.
Yeah.
I want to live in a beautiful state. And then you don't eat fast food every day.
Yeah.
It's just, there is like, you can do whatever makes your soul happy.
Yeah, but saying that, it is not, in my experience, it was not easy to transition from processed foods to whole foods. Like honestly, like I said, it was like a drug to me. And I know that for a lot of people, it's unimaginable that you don't eat Oreos or fries every day. And
by the way, if you want, do it. Like we
we're not
like,
judging
want,
anyone here.
Yeah, if you want to do it, like, I don't get harmed by that.
Yeah.
You
do you.
You do you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good disclaimer.
Yeah. Many.
These are just our... Yeah. Experiences, our opinions.
We are only talking to the people who, in this case, want to feel better, maybe improve their lives. If you are happy with, I don't know, French fries every day and you feel, for you, it's like enough, I feel good, maybe.
Yeah. No, but the reason I said that is because recently I got a message from a girl saying that, how do you do it? You know, how do you not have cookies every day? Like, mm-hmm. and when you watch TV, don't you just want a bag of chips or popcorn? And I was just thinking like, no, you know, I don't want it, but I remember I used to want it.
Mm-hmm.
And what did I do to not want it? So I replaced it with healthy food. So instead of cookies, I would have fruit, or I would make healthy cookies. I used to have a lot of oats, so I would make oat cookies, or just raw bars made of nuts, which gave me the same sort of, this is good, but without the spike of sugar and dopamine, you know?
Yeah, you created a healthier alternative, but yeah. Also you have to, you also have to connect more pain than pleasure with eating this unhealthy food.
Mm-hmm.
If you think it's good for you, if you think it tastes amazing and you don't connect any pain with it, there is no way you're going to eat the healthy cookie and not the unhealthy cookie. If you want to eliminate a habit, you always have to connect more pain than pleasure with the habit. Plus, you have to create an alternative. Mm-hmm. That's why so many people, they stop smoking, they connect more pain than pleasure with smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know, their doctor told them, we have to get rid of your leg if you don't stop smoking.
Yeah.
So they connect...
Big pain.
Big pain.
Yeah.
A lot of pain, not so much pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And then they create an alternative. What do most of the people do when they quit smoking? They start eating.
chew gum also.
Yeah, but you
could, yeah, that's true.
That's the alternative.
Uh-huh.
You could also create a healthy alternative of like every single time when you used to smoke, you meditate or you go for a run, or
uh-huh.
you could create a healthy alternative, mm-hmm. instead of eating junk food.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah.
Yeah, that was a good point. That's sort of what I said. I was talking about the healthy. I was talking about the healthy alternative, and mm-hmm. you talked about what comes before. You know, you're only gonna change if you realize like that you need to change.
This
is something is going on in your life that you don't like, and you'd like something different.
Mm-hmm.
If you're eating cookies and you were like living your best life, then what?
Yeah. Why would you change? Just because Beyoncé said on Instagram
yeah.
it's bad to eat cookies? No, then you will not feel motivated all the yeah. time. Also, same with like, you know, 1st of January, we always have this thing called Veganuary, or how do you call it?
Veganuary. Vegan January.
What's up? Like, many people try it actually out. But many people, like, they say, like, oh, I don't feel motivated to do it, to keep doing it, and how do you guys do it? Most of the time, they don't know why they're doing it, you know?
Yeah.
They don't connect. Like, for me, I don't judge anyone who is eating animal products, because I did it for 20 years, so who am I to judge you?
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I don't connect pleasure with meat or animal products.
Mm-hmm.
I create more pain, and that happened because I educated myself. Mm-hmm. And that wouldn't have happened if I don't know, went vegan because...
Beyonce's. Because you wanted to lose weight. Many people go vegan because they want to lose weight, and that is just... That is just a diet for you, and it's short term, and that's many people fall off because of that. There's not really, like you said,
pain and pleasure. Pain. Number 4.
Start drinking water, hydrate. And this is such a cliche because everyone says this in their, like, you know, food habits.
Yeah, yeah, but we had to, like, there was just no way that we wouldn't mention drinking water, but we thought we would also share that. Drinking water early helps actually a lot, because what happens if you set the goal, like someone who doesn't drink a lot, I want to drink 2.5 liters per day, and then it's like 7-8 p.m. and you're like, I only drunk like
500
milliliters so far, so I'm gonna drink 2 liters now, and then you run to the toilet the whole night, which is affecting your sleep. So
start early. So we always, when we wake up, we have a glass of water before we eat anything, more than glass of water. I drink about almost a liter before I eat.
Yeah, I think I even more, because I also drink coffee.
Sure.
No, but I literally start my day with lime water.
Yeah, Axel makes like hot water and he puts lime in it. And that's just so soothing, especially since we wake up around 5 and it's still dark, you know, it feels like winter here in Bali. So yeah, we always start our day with water. It also, it like cleanses out your digestion. I feel like it just like prepares your digestion for eating later on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just like flushes out everything.
Yeah, and if you are listening or watching and you struggle with getting enough water in, when I started drinking a lot of water, it helped me a lot to have a bottle in front of me and to just like every 50 minutes drink a glass of water. Like literally set a timer, a reminder to drink. And if you do it for 7 days, you don't need the reminder anymore.
Yeah,
you create the habit. Like I don't even think consciously anymore about drinking water. My brain is just like, go get some water.
With the reminders, I have a funny story. When I started drinking water, I was around 14, 15, and I really wanted to start drinking water.
The first time you drunk water?
No, but like before I was so dehydrated. But then I realized that I need to start drinking water. Also, I had this big water bottle at school, and I had this teacher, and I had her for many classes for some reason. And she would just, for some reason, she had like no authority in the class, and we would just talk and talk. And she would say, listen, maybe like a million times during the class. And I said to myself, every time she says, listen, I drink water. And actually, I was like chugging my water because she said it so many times. But that was like my reminder. I had friends who put an alarm on their phone that went off every, I don't know, just like a reminder, like 45 minutes. It would like vibrate a little bit and then they would drink water. You know, just anything to get you started. But like you said, after a while, it becomes such a habit and you feel so weird and dry if you don't drink water. So you just automatically drink
You create a habit. It's part of your autopilot.
Last but not least
quit refined sugar because you're already sweet enough.
We
had so many vegan cheesy cliche points that I thought
good one. Yes, that's a big one. Quit refined sugar. And by refined sugar, we not only mean white sugar, we also mean brown sugar, and we also mean agave, maple syrup, coconut syrup, date syrup.
Refined sugar. Why?
Because it just, it's all sugar, like even the healthy ones, and it's so heavily processed that it's just...
Let's maybe start there. There is a big, big, big difference between fruit sugar in an apple and in candies or Pop-Tart. People get confused when they hear experts or nutritionists talking about sugar and say, quit sugar. What, I'm not allowed to eat bananas anymore? No, obviously, there is a big, big difference. As long as you eat the whole fruit, as long as you...
Get the fiber
and all the vitamins together with the fruit sugar, there is sugar in it naturally, you're fine. There is tons and tons of research available about fruit sugar, and it is only like every single good study shows, hey, eating a lot of fruits is good for you. You don't have to worry.
We're not talking about fruits at all. Eat unlimited fruits. That's a different, completely different.
I don't know too many people who died because of eating too many fruits. I know a lot of people who died because of eating too much sugar, refined sugar, and not eating enough fruit. That's first of all the big difference. And then obviously refined sugar is really bad for your brain health. It makes you even feel hungrier. Like it doesn't really...
Yeah, it just gives you that spike.
Yeah. And it breaks my heart if I think back to my youth and childhood.
I
not only ate it,
drank it as well.
I also drank it. And sometimes I like go to the CrossFit box and I see like people drinking literally sugar water. That's what it is. Like you have these isotonic drinks with like lime and some sugar. It's just sugar, and it's really, really bad for your health. It inflames you. It makes you hungry. It's bad for your brain health. I know you love it as well to like do research about the brain and brain health, and you don't really want to see what kind of impact it has on your brain health.
Actually, you do want to see that. Actually, Google that. Well, because it might be like the reality check that you need.
Mm-hmm. There is this beautiful brain researcher who's always on every podcast. I can't remember his name right now. We're going to put it somewhere here or there.
Or in the description.
On the description below. It's a big one.
He talks about brain and he scans the brain and he says what certain foods and drinks do to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, refined sugars may increase your risk of obesity, obviously. Also type 2 diabetes and heart disease even.
Mm-hmm.
Also linked to a higher likelihood of depression, dementia, liver disease.
Yeah.
And many more.
You, as I said, you're already sweet enough. You don't need refined sugar.
But that is a difficult one to quit as well.
Like, is it?
Yeah, for me, that was really hard. But like I said, I replaced it with fruit. At the beginning, I replaced it with medjool dates.
Because
dates are so sweet. So that was like my transition period. I ate dates and figs. And then I stopped eating dried fruit and I moved to whole fresh fruit. And now that is sweet enough for me.
Mm-hmm. It's good that we have like two completely different approaches. I have this, I made the decision, I'm pretty German, huh?
Yeah, you're
I made the decision, I don't put anything into my body that harms my health.
Yeah, you're very extreme in this.
Yeah, discipline. Like, maybe it's my discipline or... You know, there are so many different ways of changing a habit.
Mm-hmm.
I think you always should look into a mirror and just see, well, that's me. That's the approach that works for me.
No, I mean, if it works for you, that's perfect. I'm just saying that you're very strict in that sense or with yourself, that you're very much like when you find out something, you're like quickly you switch and you're fine. Like you're grounded in that sense. I don't know how else I would describe it. Like
I wouldn't say strict. I'm
just disciplined in that
sense. I think strict is something like negative, you know.
Oh no, I don't mean
it. I think disciplined is something beautiful and we need discipline. Discipline gives us time. Discipline in the area of like food gives us healthy alternative. Like for me it's not difficult anymore.
Yeah, no, I don't mean it in a bad sense at all. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's inspiring to me because I'm the opposite and I'm kind of like I said with the gluten and the oats, like I clearly know that it's not good for me and that I have an intolerance. But still I would go and I would eat something with gluten. You know, like I'm not like you in that sense, and sometimes it's like, "Oh, why do you do this, Marie?" Like or I would go and have ice cream like a few months ago and then I would just feel so hungover after because of so much sugar I'm not used to. Whereas you would never do that. You just wouldn't get ice cream. You know, I remember being like, "Let's get ice cream," and you're just like, "No, that's not good for me."
Yeah, but I think because I did all the research, and once you do it as well, once you really educate yourself about the impact on your health, on your mental health, on your brain, then you just say no. Because you want to feel good. And by the way, like sometimes I eat it. Limited.
You do?
When did I eat ice cream the last time?
Like January.
But like last week I ate a burger. The day after I felt horrible.
Yeah, but you felt so bad after.
No, even in the evening. Like I was laying there literally sick.
Yeah, he literally went to sleep so early and he was like, "I'm not feeling well."
Yeah, I don't know why I did. I was just like... You know, we went to the special place. I'm like, yeah, okay. You know what? I'm gonna eat it. And it's funny. I ate the same burger at the same place 4 years ago.
You felt amazing, huh?
I felt amazing. Not amazing. Like, I in my brain, my brain saved it as a nice event. It was good. So we came back to the same restaurant. I was ordering the same burger this time, completely different. But probably because I also listened to my body way more now, and I feel so good most of the time. I feel so energized, so alive compared to like the last time when I went there. That wasn't always the case. So right now I'm like the healthiest, and then my body really feels when there is something, when I put something into my body that's not good for me, you know. He literally tells me, "Axel, why did you do that?" That was the last point. As we said, obviously you don't have to change everything at once. Make baby steps. Look at one habit, connect more pain, if you really want to change it, connect more pain than pleasure to it. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, pick one and take action.
Yeah, pick one and let us know which one you're choosing, which one you're trying out,
mm-hmm.
and how it's working for you.
Can't wait for your feedback. Thank you so much for listening, for watching. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. Leave a review, would mean the world to us.
Yeah.
And until
next time. Thanks, guys.